From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios on the road from Ag Central at the NAFB in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Farm Director Terry Lumens. Well, ethanol state senators waged an unsuccessful battle this week to defeat President Trump's nominee to head the EPA's Office of Air and Radiation, which is responsible for implementing the renewable fuel standard. Well, the vote on William Wayram to be the EPA Assistant Administrator responsible for the RFS and other clean air issues was split along party lines, 49, 47, and 4 not voting. Wareham is just the second Trump EPA nominee to be confirmed by the Senate after former Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt was approved to head the agency. He fought over the RFS and numerous other rules. Illinois Senate Democrat Tammy Duckworth complained that while the president campaigned as a champion of the RFS, he surrounded himself with anti-RFS nominees.
During his nomination hearings, Mr. Wareham refused to commit to supporting the RFS, claiming he was unfamiliar with the program. He wouldn't even acknowledge the unprecedented attacks launched on the biofuel industries by this administration. If you support the RFS like Illinois farmers and I do, it should be obvious that the right thing to do is to oppose Mr. Wareham.
And, of course, Duckworth leveled the same charge against Wareham that she made earlier against Administrator Pruitt.
During his nomination hearings, Mr. Wareham refused to commit to supporting the RFS, claiming he was unfamiliar with the program. He wouldn't even acknowledge the unprecedented attacks launched on the biofuel industries by this administration. If you support the RFS like Illinois farmers and I do, it should be obvious that the right thing to do is to oppose Mr. Wareham.
Well, that's a repeat of the other interview. Duckworth denied her opposition to Wareham, and earlier Pruitt was about opposing all of the president's nominees. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell argued Wareham will implement policies in a balanced way rather than with extremely regulatory overreach, an obvious reference to the Obama administration. Well, President Trump, under pressure from Midwest lawmakers, has now ordered Pruitt not to roll back 2018 RFS volumes as he first proposed. Much of the president's rural support has come from corn-growing and ethanol-producing districts. Okay, we're going to take a break here. But when we come back, we're actually going to talk about NAFTA, the withdrawal from contingency plans. And Secretary Purdue was here yesterday. That's next.